it was so wonderful. Big Fatty, you were just the greatest. I got a signed picture. Okay, you know you are the shit when you get a personally signed thing from Big Fatty. And I believe it says, Wes, everyone's gay country boy. I was like, oh, that's awesome. Right after I got to eat some of his salty nuts. So, yay. And that bag is almost empty, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, you are the shit.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 505 of the BFO for Monday, the 11th. I say the 11th of January 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty, it probably sounds like I'm in an echo chamber, but I'm not. I am in the home of the one and only Woody, and he's going to be my guest today on The Gays. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty is here in the nation's capital of the U.S. of A. And y'all, I am in a very, very stylish studio today. And y'all, I'm just like, I better not fart too much in here because there'll be a candle lit or something. So I'll tell you more about the trip up and the weekend with Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R,
and his big old birth canal exiting celebratory event on Saturday night with the Gravitas and that Daniel Beaver and Joe and some guy named Dan. I've never met him. But it was all quite the hootenanny, and Big Fatty spent time getting all packed up. And y'all, I thought I was going to go over the 50-pound limit, and that is not for Big Fatty, because Big Fatty weighs much more than 50 pounds. But the 50-pound limit for the shoe, which is better known as Miss Sugar Baker's luggage, and but I didn't, y'all, and so that was good. So y'all, without further ado, I am going to say, could somebody please cue the music so we can start hearing Woody talk, because he's over here snickering and waiting. Yes, yes, yes. Well, y'all, I am here in the very fashionable... I had to turn the microphone there. I hope y'all... Can y'all hear that? Can y'all hear that? Okay. I'm here in the very fashionable and very, very gay. Yes!
Chic.
Chic, chick. It is a very chic apartment here of...
Chick-a-fil. You know you're talking about Chick-a-fil.
I love the Chick-a-fil. Is there a Chick-a-fil up here?
There's no Chick-a-fil up here, but Five Guys we do have. Or Cinco de Ellos aquí.
Who?
Five Guys. But it's very Spanish up here. It's very diverse. Yeah.
Well, Latina, which is very much the Mexican.
No, only if it's a wise Latina in this town.
Oh. Don't well, that's all it's all Mexican to me.
Sotomayor.
Y'all, by the way, Big Fatty is looking at Woody's computer right now, and he has the weather forecast for London. And it looks like they're getting lots of snow over there. So, Naught and Stephen the Uck and... who the hell else is over there? There's somebody else over there. John from Ely. Oh, you used to be over there, too.
That's right, of course. Right. Cambridge. Can't forget those folks.
Right, y'all. Woody, Big Fatty, and Miss Kitty went over, and we saw Woody when we were over there, when we saw the Mary Poppins, and you were busy.
Hard
I think rain. you were busy with a puppet show or something. but anyway.
Ventriloquist of Woody.
Yeah, something like that. Some sort of hand puppeting, puppeteering. I don't know. Oh, dear. Gussie. But y'all, for those of you who do not know who Woody is, he is a former coal miner that Big Fatty got to know about, we were thinking about it earlier today, it was about, 12 or 13
years
ago? Yeah, something like that. And y'all, he used to come over to the Fat Cave. And, but that was, did I have the sling room then?
Oh, yeah, it was a swing, I thought.
You thought it was a swing.
You were teaching me. I was such a little budding individual at that point. So it was, you were telling me it was a swing at that point.
A swing. A hammock.
Hammock,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Wait, it ain't no hammock. Y'all, he knows more about a hammock and a sling than Brick Friday does. But so I must have taught him well, y'all. But y'all, we are recording this on Sunday before the big... The big Washington D.C. meet and greet, and Woody is my escort for the evening because Big Fatty plans on getting totally fucked up at the Dick Bar tonight.
The D.I.K.
D.I.K. Right. So
call Italian Kitchen.
Tell us how exciting is it for you to be my escort for the evening?
Well, I'll tell you how exciting it is. I mean, just to hear to congratulate you here on your 505th episode. When I think of 505, I think Levi's. Immediately. I mean, why aren't we talking about denim jeans and tight fit 505s? You should really harness that opportunity here with this anniversary of 505.
Y'all, did he just talk about tight jeans and harness? I think that's what he said. But anyway, you know, maybe it's just me. I don't know. Because, you know, I'm that way. I'm just that way.
You're that way.
Y'all, I was getting off the plane on Sunday, and I was trying to get the Twitty to come up so I could tell, everyone, Big Friday has arrived. And y'all about ran into Woody. He was standing there, hey! And I'm like,
whoa. Say, is there an app for that? You know, where is he?
Right. So, and y'all, we waited forever for the fucking luggage.
Well, nothing to say there is efficient in Washington. No. Include baggage claim.
Oh, my God, y'all. It really was forever. And then what did we do Sunday afternoon?
Well, we went off for a quick brunch there. I had some fried oysters to remind myself of Charleston. And what'd you have again?
I had chicken wings.
The chicken wings, yeah.
Now, Woody is the semi-vegetarian.
Right. I do have the pesca, so I'm a pescatarian. Fish only.
A what?
Pescatarian.
Pesca? Does that mean you're a pest?
It's in between being Presbyterian, Lebitarian, and Lesbitarian. It's all kind of all mixed together.
I didn't know. So you eat the fish?
I eat the fish.
Well, Kim Beaver knows all about eating fish. But anyway, and he's going, who the fuck is Kim Beaver? Don't worry, I'll show you later.
Subscribe is what you're saying.
Right. No, I would not want you to subscribe, no. But y'all, I have a feeling that BFO 505 will be played through the Apple TV.
No, through the ecosystem. It's an Apple ecosystem here. Tell them about the ecosystem.
I don't have any fucking idea what you're talking about.
What I'm talking about is that everything from what Big Fatty touches in the big studio here has everything to do with Apple. Apple TV, MacBook Pro, his MacBook, two iPhones. This is a true Apple ecosystem.
Oh, okay. I got you now. I thought it was something about recycling or something like that.
Oh, we don't recycle anything.
Oh, yeah, we do. But anyway, moving right along. and that was for, let's see, who was that for? That was for Guru Nudie and Michael in Stuttgart, I think. So they'll get that. And maybe Gavin. So, Gavin, by the way, Gavin, who you have not met. Gavin.
In England, yeah?
No, this is another Gavin.
Oh, right.
Okay, Gavin is coming to MAL.
Ooh, the MAL.
Yes, and I'll introduce you to Gavin.
So, we have, real quick, though, let's pause.
Yeah, let's pause. Okay.
We have the Y2K10.
What?
MAL. Well, remember, Y2K, year 2000. So, now we're in the
Y2K10. You know, somebody was saying that the 2010 should be called the titty fuck.
The titty fuck.
So it's the two titty fuck. Two, and then you've got a zero, and then the one, which looks like a dick, and the other zero, which looks like a titty fuck.
Why do they always titty fuck? Why can't it be back to very gay-centric?
Maybe butt fuck. Two butt fuck.
Exactly.
Welcome to two butt fuck. Okay. Oh, dear.
But real quick.
Two butt fuck or not two butt fuck?
Real quick.
Okay, never mind.
Let me have a second.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You hog the whole fucking thing. You know,
yes!
This is the gays. I want to be a part of this. We have the Y2K10 going here, and then we have the MLK weekend. And then we have MAL at the same time. I mean, how many more fucking acronyms can we put in a weekend? The mile, the milk, and the 505 jeans, and the Y2K10. Jesus, what's up with this? It's like a little rhyme and reason.
Can I talk now?
You can have
okay,
it.
Okay, just
it is your show. And all.
Right? No. No. Y'all, he's been over here. I've got to have some tea before I begin to speak. Can I have a sip of my tea? It's sort of like, one moment, please. Let me have some of my green tea. But you don't know what the fuck that's all about. And trust me, you're better off not knowing what that's all about. Is green all I got to say. No. But y'all, we are going to the DuPont Italian Kitchen Bar this evening.
Which is another acronym, D-I-K. Like I right. said, it's a whole season of acronyms of three right. digits.
And... excuse me, y'all. I have been gassy, and I'm very embarrassed. By the way, is that one with the giant penis still talking to you?
Yeah, this is. He's got the Gench underoos going there.
The what?
The Gench underoos.
Gench?
Yeah, Gench.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
I mean, he says he's. Yeah.
Oh, that is him, isn't it? Mm. Okay, that's lovely. Excuse me, this is an audio podcast and we're looking at the manhunt. Okay, so, and by the manhunt, we mean he's going to be now IMing him and chitter-chatting on the manhunt with the man with a giant penis, which is fine because I'll continue to talk. But Woody, you're coming down to the MAL for the weekend, right?
Right, it's just a mile, right down the street.
Right, just know. Right down the street. And what are you looking forward to at the mile this weekend?
Well, the biggest thing I always look for, and it's always a surprise to our recon folks that are there and to our leather rack who all have different expo areas there. I go down for the shopping. You know, I want to go see what I can put my hands on, I can touch and feel what I'm going to buy. You know, I'm that type of buyer. So I go down there for the expo mainly.
Now, are you looking for anything in particular when you're down there this year?
Gosh, I don't know. I've been naughty and nice this year, so we'll see. Maybe a bigger toy bag, maybe a bag of Kohl's. It all depends on what
Well, now, you were looking for some sort of... ball stretcher, I think, weren't you?
Yeah, some of the bull rings, I think.
Bull rings, that's right. And we know that the, what do you call that place? The Fort Trough carries those.
Yes. Whew. Boy, they're so efficient, that Fort Trough.
And are you looking for any special lubricants or movies or... okay, never mind.
Yeah,
I put him on the spot, y'all.
Fornication, and one of those shins I'm looking for.
Now, tell me, how long have you been in D.C.?
Pushing almost 15 months.
15 months, okay. What do you like the most? What do you dislike the most?
Like the most for, at least for America's concerns. Remember, my perspective is I was in England for 6 years. So,
right.
So very diverse there. So I come back to the States, and this is my first doormat of getting back into the country. And this is very diverse. So I like being able to walk the streets here.
And hear
all kinds of languages. And some of them would be French and to my mama, you know, all kinds of curse words.
Mexican, okay.
Okay, we got some of that.
Everything that's not Southern is Mexican. And by the way, Woody grew up in the South Kakalaki, isn't that right?
He did. In the trailer farms, the South Kakalaki, I was born.
Right, okay.
Yeah. As far as the worst, though, that'd be hard to put here in the 6 to 9 minutes you've given me to talk. But I will say probably the fact that D.C. is smaller than we think.
Really?
Yeah, I think from a global perspective it's large, but it's actually pretty small. And as a size queen that I'm infamous to be... This is quite small.
So there's not enough pool. Is that what you're saying of the menses? Is that what you're getting at?
That could be, yeah.
That's part of it?
Part of it, yeah.
Okay. All right. But, y'all, this is one of those cities that Big Fatty has a little bit of trouble with the directions, but I'm not real good because the streets go.
Well, I try to give him the whole. I mean, he's so attuned to his his palm. You know, in his palm, he's got this Apple ecosystem extended, which tells him his Google Maps, where is he all the time, his GPS, and so finally I just said, "Good Big Fatty, the number of streets go north and south, and its letter streets go horizontal, and the state streets
that'd be
go
east
horizontal.
And west, then
right, exactly."
Okay. So, and the state streets.
There's no straight anything.
Right. There's nothing straight in D.C.
Right,
y'all.
Nothing straight. But diagonals. We have diagonals.
Diagonals. And then you throw in the circles.
Oh, yes. You got to have the circles for the lesbians.
Now, right.
You have to walk the dogs.
But now that's very European, though.
It is European. I guess
and
you
I
give
guess,
it credit.
But I mean, doesn't D.C. have kind of a European feel to it?
It does, houses and things. You're right. I mean, I'm giving it its credits due. It's not probably like Boston. You have probably some listeners in Boston.
Brian from Boston is up there. Well, actually, he's not up there right now. He's down with my straight boyfriend in...
Oh, your straight boyfriend.
Yes. Mm. No, Brian from
Boston... Is he wearing 505 Levi jeans?
Brian from Boston is anything but straight, oh, trust me.
Got it.
But my straight boyfriend, Bob, who lives in Melbourne, Australia, Brian from Boston, is visiting Melbourne, Australia right now. And they met up and had beverages and everything.
Let me tell you real quick.
But wait. Bob, straight Bob, is originally from Boston. So anyway.
Got it. But he's now in Melbourne.
Yes.
All right. Well, I will tell you a quick story about a roommate I had from Oz, which is what most people call us.
Right. The Aussies.
Yeah. He would tell me one night, he's my roommate, listeners here. He would say, I'm going up to the beard. And I was like, what? And I'm from the South, so my brogue was a bit broad in its own right. So I give him that. But he said, I'm going to the beard. I said, well, what the fuck are you talking about? It's the end of the day. So his brogue was, he was trying to say bed, but it was beard. And I thought that was quite funny that my gosh.
Beard?
It's the same fucking language.
Like what you shave off in the morning?
Yeah, the beard. So I tell you, sometimes we all think we're speaking English, but we sure as hell don't know what they're fucking
it's
saying.
It's all Mexican. If it is not the American, it is the Mexican.
Yeah, it's the Mexican.
So, anyway.
Anything but real English.
Right! Right.
We invented the English language, right?
And yes. Speaking of that, you really liked England, didn't you? Great Britain.
It was...
GB, the UK.
Well, you know, there's a reason why we say, long live the Queen.
You know? Oh, excuse me. Is there? What is that reason?
Well, because that's their national anthem. She is the Queen of England. So
was she the Queen of England when you were there?
She was. I don't know. Let me back up from that.
Okay.
I don't know if you were the Queen when you were there.
I've never heard those words out of his mouth, y'all. Let me back up from that. It's usually let me back into that. Okay, but anyway, maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe I'm confused. Because, y'all, I'm old. I'm old.
Old age is setting in.
That's right. It is just setting in.
Immediately when he says, when I got off, he got off the plane, he says, could you mind carrying my bag? He was already having his people's... helping him.
Y'all, I had two bags, okay? One of them was the 50-pound fucking bag, and one was the carry-on. Both had wheels. I asked him to carry the carry-on.
No, no, no. He said, can you please strap that on? And I was like, of course. You know, no more. I will say yes to that.
That's... Okay. Y'all, he says yes to every strap-on. He's never said no to a strap-on he's ever met or something like that. So, but y'all, he gave me a big hug in the airport, and it was just nice to see. And you're coming back for a big coal miner weekend in November.
I will. It'll be a big milestone for me. It'll
right.
be my Y210, I guess.
Right,
yeah.
Right. The buttfuck anniversary.
The buttfuck.
Didn't we call it two buttfuck?
I think you may have patented that. So.
Yes, I have. So anyway, y'all, I got ready to pack to come up here. And I thought, okay, this seems like there's something I'm forgetting. Y'all, I had forgotten to pack all of the goodies for the meet and greet.
And the goodies you mean by all of your accoutrements.
The accoutrements, yeah.
Right.
Yes, the BFO accoutrements. But y'all, I forgot to pack all of those. So I went, oh, dear Gussie. So I had to go pack all of that. And y'all, while the suitcase was open again, I said, oh, what the fuck? And I threw the kilt in also. So, but y'all, it's fucking cold up here.
But did you, now hang on though. Remind them that you didn't quite get all the accoutrements, which meant I had to have us trek across town to get the rest of it.
Right.
Your...
I did forget one very important item. And I'm happy to tell everybody what it is. It is the orange hanky.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Not just for sneezing these days.
No, it is not for sneezing these days. But anyway, so we are all set for the big Hoot Nanny tonight. And coming up on tomorrow's show on the Chew, I say, oh, dear Gussie.
It's already time for us to say goodbye.
On the Tuesday show, I will tell you all about the Hoot Nanny and who was there and who didn't bother to come out to meet Big Fatty. And y'all, if you think I won't call you out for not coming out to meet me, you can think again. Woody, thank you so much for being on the Gays today.
Hey, thanks for being here. My pleasure.
And maybe we can do this again before I leave on Tuesday after MLK.
After the MAL.
After MAL.
It's going to be the 506, so we'll have to start something new for a thing.
Right, before I go to catch my plane over at the... What's the name of that airport?
Reagan.
Right, but it's in WA or...
DCA.
DCA or something like that. But anyway, y'all, hope you have a great Monday. Woody, thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Big Fatty, you are the shit.
I am the shit. Oh, speaking of that, I got a good shit.
can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.